really identifying their target market. I feel like that's a challenge for Northern Colorado, but also for a lot of businesses that I interact with. So really honing in, because I always say, if you're marketing to everybody, then you're marketing to nobodies.
I'm Nick Armstrong, the Geek in Chief of WTF Marketing, and this is the Fort Collins Startup Week podcast. Today, I get to introduce you to the best and brightest mind in business content, Gene Ginsberg, who is a digital marketing strategist. Gene thinks that you, yes, you, dear listener, can be creating better content. In fact, all of us can here in Northern Colorado. She's going to tell us how in her session, but first, let's get to meet her.
Hi there, Gene Ginsberg here, digital marketing expert and CEO and founder of GeneGinsberg.com. I'm very excited to be here. My company is all about digital marketing, of course, and we work with entrepreneurs and startups and small to medium-sized businesses and help them find new customers using digital marketing strategies.
Gene, tell us about your session at Startup Week.
Yes, that is something I've been working on for a little while, and the session is called Creating a Lasting Content Strategy Using Tech Platforms. And so it's kind of a multifaceted session, I would say. There is going to be a few pieces, foundational pieces that we're going to go through, like identifying your ideal target market and talking a little bit about branding. And then we're going to get into the content. I also have a content hack that I'm going to talk about that I've been using for my business and my clients' businesses that's been working really well. And one of the challenges that I see a lot with businesses and entrepreneurs is, you know, they're like, hey, I need to create all this content. Well, there's a little hack that I use to create one piece of source content and then repurpose it in many different ways. And then we get into tech platforms and social media and distribution. So basically a strategy, a content strategy to streamline the process for you and your business if you're interested in doing content marketing, which I think everybody should be. So yeah, I'm very excited about the session.
What would you say to people who say that there's too much content out there already? There's just so much to read. I think it's something like 3 days of YouTube content gets uploaded every hour.
Well, there's a lot of content out there, but one thing that we talk about in the session and I stress in general is that, you know, you want to create valuable content, not just like content about kittens, which is maybe funny or entertaining for a little bit, but content that actually helps and serves your community, whatever your community is. So it's not about volume necessarily. It's also about, of course, you know, quality versus quantity.
And that you're going to cover that in your session.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's all about creating valuable content in general. I mean, it's kind of a 10,000 foot view, but yes, that's going to be part of the session as well. How to create valuable content that actually serves your community, that actually helps instead of just, you know, just random stuff that you put out there on YouTube.
Do you work mostly with Northern Colorado businesses?
Yes. I mean, there are some Northern Colorado businesses, so I am pretty familiar with the entrepreneurial and startup community in Northern Colorado, but I have clients all over Colorado, actually all over the country.
What are you most excited about in terms of Startup Week?
Well, I just think Startup Week in Fort Collins, but also just in general, every Startup Week is just a great way to bring the startup community and the entrepreneurial community together, to make connections, to network, to learn, of course. So I think that's really what I'm most excited about, is just bringing a lot of enthusiastic people together who are, you know, who are interested in doing business, who are interested in serving their communities.
Beyond flooding their social media feeds with pictures of cute cats, what do you see as the biggest challenge for businesses in Northern Colorado?
Really identifying their target market. I feel like that's a challenge for Northern Colorado, but also for a lot of businesses that I interact with. So really honing in, because I always say, if you're marketing to everybody, then you're marketing to nobody. So getting really as niche down as you can when it comes to identifying, you know, who is the community that you're looking to serve. But in terms of Northern Colorado specifically, I would say creating more content, again, valuable content, not just, you know, kittens and cute puppies, which of course is entertaining for 5 minutes, but it's not going to really help you grow your business. But really valuable content, I would say.
For more great entrepreneurial insights, you can visit startupfoco.com, and we hope to see you at Startup Week.